No, I didn't sing my guitar for doing this thing, cause fuck you, that's why. Primitive sound is an anthem, that's why we're coming together tonight. So put on your best suits and make your best jokes if you can. If you're wondering why this is not funny, cause I'm making it up as I go. And my rhymes seem so very good, plus I know like four chords to me. Yeah. A friendly change.
Well, so here's the rules. If you wanna play your music, we have the auxiliary cord. If you listen to Todd's thing before, you should know what's going on already. I don't even listen to anything I come saying right now. If you understood what I said, say yeah.
Yeah.
You liars, all of you.
If you want me to accompany you, just like say, hey Alex, will you accompany me? And I'll be like, yeah, cool. Everything. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Not in the talking part where I talk over my chord playing. It's really fun. This is the introspective part of it. You know, I play guitar for a really long time. And everyone's like, oh my god, I can't believe you play guitar. But what they're really saying is, oh my god, I can't believe you annoyed everybody for 10 years while you learned this thing. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, can I play this one song? Fuck that guy. I mean, I was that guy, like, for 20 years. Alright, that's all I'm gonna do. Alright, thanks. So first up, we got Double J, still fuck that name. Bryce Househill, everybody!
What's the Oscorp at, bro? What's the Oscorp at?
It's up here, bro. It's up here, bro.
I don't even know why we're here, because we already have our anthem, but here you go.
Who is this?
This is
Rapper
Monte.
Who's
this?
Oh, this is Pete.
This
is a
motherfucker.
Yeah,
Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, let me hear you say,
This ain't no motherfucking
bitch.
Oh!
I really appreciate all the spirit. I think maybe the crowd was a little Caucasian for that. I don't know if you understood. I mean, I'm not saying we didn't understand it. Did I make it weird? I made it weird. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry, Bryce. It was hype. I was excited. It was fun. I just, you were just too hype for me. I was just up there. Anyways. All right, so next up, we got St. Thomas, Angel of Death Ledoux. All right.
Okay. I think Friendly Town needs an anthem. I think Friendly Town needs to come to reckoning with Satan. I think Friendly Town's a bunch of fucking punk bitches and he's getting his fucking pit. I think Friendly Town doesn't know what the fuck it's in for. I think Friendly Town's waiting while I look up the link to this song on my phone.
Yeah.
But I'm at least smart enough to
name the other to myself.
Oh, there may very well be. Oh, fuck.
Alright, it's playing.
Alright, Friendly Town. Are you ready for your fucking anthem? Are you ready to fucking get real? Yeah! Friendly Town. We are here to entertain you with the system. Ha ha ha! Friendly Town. Bathing your blood. Just sacrifice a pig. This is the pit. This is where it gets real. That's right. Bow down to Satan. Freak your body out. Freak it out. That's right. I want to see fucking bodies. I want to see blood. I want to see bruises. It hurts my back to stand this way. Something is fucked up. Yeah. Fucking right. Fuck yeah. That's right. Get fucking real. Fight something. Run it down. What did you do? Oh my god! I'm not a good enough to be a metal singer. But there's more than four of this emotional part. I just have to keep it up. I just have to keep going. But Friendly Town, because this is how the other goes. This is about our torment, our strife, our battle with God, with Satan, with fear. Back! What is happening to me? I'm getting sick. It's a little fuck. We're like a third of the way through it. I like it. Friendly Town! Bathe in the blood! Worship the fire! We will reign from the sky! This is where the song gets emotional. This is where the guy starts singing. Make him stop. I'm such a cute. It happens eventually. After a guitar solo, and watch him while he's at work.
Gonna, oh yeah, thank you.
up in the...
Break the guitar!
I might have broken the... If I broke the guitar, we'll discuss that, but... Shit.
Pretty sure you...
That one...
Let me get you new microphones.
Yeah, that's right. There's another one on stage.
Yeah.
There's another one. I'm just going to put this one away. So we're safe.
I kind of feel like the parents in Dirty Dancing right now. Like, well, I don't understand that. That was something. I'm contemplating converting to Satanism now. Actually, after that, so thanks. I think that's a pretty strong contender. I think that's beating Bryce just for the fact that he lasted way longer in his song than Bryce did, energy wise. Impressive. That was impressive. I was tired after like 30 seconds, but he kept going. I'm gonna have to burn that guitar now, unfortunately. That's a little weird. But thanks. This has gotten already greatly out of hand, and it's fucking great. I really enjoy it. Next up, we have someone playing an actual instrument, mine, hopefully treating it better. I don't know if she still wants to play it. Do you still want to play it?
I do.
She does. Okay, she's braver than I am. Please put your hands together for Juniper Stinnett. And I'm accompanying on the glockenspiel.
How can I pass up an opportunity to play a guitar covered in St. Thomas's musk?
Musk. So I chugged four highlights before I came here, like a good American, and I wrote a song, because I found that it was the anthem. I'm going to have to stop and swipe up at some point, but
it'll be okay. So it's a shitty song. It's not a good song.
It's the coolest place around. If you come here to laugh, need to channel some wrath. Whether you're fresh from church or in need of a bath, no, you'll never leave with a frown. Here in Friendly Town.
Wait.
Friendly Town. It's a thrill. No one gets hurt, but people get killed. Oh, we're not at the bar. Take a nap in his car. Then I'll get drunk at home and I'll stare at the stars with his feet planted firm in the ground. A good old friendly town.
Obviously a first placer right there. I think we can all agree. She put effort and time and thought into it. I don't think any of us other people did that. She put more than four chords in. That was amazing. Give it up to Juniper. That was great. I love that. It was not chaotic. No one was screaming. Nobody had their shirt off. It was fantastic. I'm just saying the instrument was great. It was just better. No, it was better. It was just straight up better than everything. All right, next up, we have another metal aficionado, and I'm super excited to see what he brings to the table. Bring it up. Just give it up for John Hurst.
Oh, the beauty of it. I think St. Thomas will do, and I had a Freaky Friday moment where he just took control of my spirit and went on stage. Please give it up for St. Thomas. I just want to do that to everyone's voice at this point. So.
Mine is completely different from that. Like one, completely. I'm about to do the thing.
Yeah.
Thing is happening.
Thing is in.
All right, for this one, guys, you gotta pretend like. How many of you went to the Dixie Stampede at one point in your life? Alright, so pretend you're at the end of the Dixie Stampede where everyone's like, all the dinner review shows and pigeon boards, they always end in America because they don't have any other way to end it. There's like, no matter what the plot, what the third arc of that story is, it's going to be America! And Dixie Stampede actually makes sense, but that's every dinner review theater, so please pretend that we're at the end of that third act at that point. Yeah. Are you guys having a good time tonight?
Alright!
Have you guys had your apple fritters?
Yeah. No.
Have you had your baked potatoes?
No.
Have you had your Pepsi Cola?
Coca-Cola.
Ooh. I don't think they serve
Pepsi free bar.
Oh, man. Well, regardless of your feelings on soda, I'm an RC man myself. Like our bartender. Hold on a second. It went too early? Yeah. Oop, no, that's not it either. Here we go. This is it. There's a song about Friendly Town. Where were you when Friendly Town started up a war? And we didn't leave your piety for heaven knows what for. But they fight for you and me and to make the other side bleed. Where were you when Friendly Town started a war? Where were you when Chum Village forgot to pay us back? And we really needed $5, man. Can't you help with the slack? But they denied freedom for you and me, so we cut off their UFC. Where were you when Chum Village paid us back? From Facebook posts to bickering about us hummus, to the people out there, mayors who expect sweet justice. This town is all of us, my friend, so get the used to it. Let's start another. When Friendly Town got crazy blackout drunk, had made a game so heinous a whole town it was sunk. And we don't remember anything. That's how we lost QED. That's an in joke. Where were you when Friendly Town drew a square? Another in joke. Where were you when Friendly Town started a war? Town started a war.
Thank you.
What happened?
I like that ending.
Oh man, John Hurst, everybody. John Hurst and Juniper showing what can be achieved with, you know, effort. I just want to say this was not at all what I intended. Like when I was like, "Friendly Town needs an anthem." I'm glad it's gone this way. But I was thinking something completely different. But this is fucking great. All right, to close out our night, we have our bartender / mayor / separate gender, Todd Lewis. Everybody,
can I get St. Thomas
Lagoon
for Friendly Town?
St. Thomas Lagoon, would you prompt the soundboard, please? St. Thomas Lagoon.
St. Thomas?
St. Thomas, are you there?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay. Right. Thomas, everybody! Yeah!
Wait a second. I've got a question for you. So what did you think was going to happen? When you're like, this isn't what I expected at all. Like, in two sentences, what did you think was going to happen?
I said that so I could get more attention.
Oh, okay.
I'm honest, whatever. I'm going to fuck.
For my piece, I thought at first I was going to come up here and argue against a anthem, because there's only like two times really that an anthem ever plays, and one is like before a ball game, and I want to get on to like my burlesque kickball game or my race or whatever. I don't want to wait for like some horseshit song to be over with. And then I thought like the other time it plays is like at the Olympics. And I thought, well, you know, that might be cool to have, like, a song to play at the Olympics to really rub it in everyone else's face. So that's the direction I went in. So this is the song that I think that we should have as an anthem to rub it in everyone else's face.
I'm not interested in being interested in something I'm not even interested in. I'm
like,
award ceremony to be
interested in.
You're done, right? I didn't want
to. I mean, like, we can listen to the rest of the song or not.
That's cool.
It's up to you guys.
Interested in music.
No!
I'm not interested in food.
No!
I'm not interested in anybody whose
you guys
name is
upset.
You. I'm not interested
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm going to stand here the whole song.
No!
Alright, well, that's pretty much the end of the show. We're gonna keep it playing. You wanna keep playing?
No, I was just gonna walk us
through like a little parent. I messed up the show. Alright, well, guys, that's the end of Friendly Town tonight. Thank you guys so much for coming. Also, comedians. This guy Josh here over here, he's a part of Full Disclosure Improv Group. He brought all these people for us. He's helping support stand-up comedy. Let's try to support some improv next time. Let's try to make these improv scenes and comedy scenes come together because
when's their show?
When's their show? That's a great deal. What's your next show, Josh?
Our next show is not this upcoming Wednesday, but the next at Modern Studio.
Next Wednesday at Modern Studio. He's going to post that on the Knox Comedy page, which he knows about now, doesn't he?
Definitely will. Yeah.
Definitely will. So, yeah, let's make sure we're supporting each other because this was so much fun because of him and the friends he brought. I mean, it was mostly, you guys were important too. It was mostly, yeah. But, guys, thank you guys so much for coming out. It was really, really fucking fun to you. Yeah! Here every Monday at 7:30, every single Monday.